Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about, and this kind of relates to Oregon, USC as well. There was a story on footballscoop.com written by, let's see, what's his name? Zach Barnett, kind of talking about two lost teams in the Big Ten and the SEC. And is there a pathway for basically saying, if you're a two lost team in either of this conference, you are in. And I think that, on the surface, sounds like, oh, yeah, totally, that would happen. But where it stands right now, and there's a lot of what-ifs here, but where it stands right now, if Oklahoma and Vanderbilt went out, because I assume the other ones ahead of them in the SEC went out, and if Michigan and USC went out, that would be 11 two-loss teams. Sorry, that would be 12 two-loss teams from the SEC and the Big Ten. Now, you got to have some dominoes fall, obviously. SC's got to beat Oregon this weekend. And Michigan in 2 weeks is going to have to take down Ohio State. And I have a strong feeling I believe USC could beat Oregon more than I do Michigan beating Ohio
State. But Michigan, Ohio State, for whatever reason.
Whatever reason, Ryan Day's got a Sharon Moore problem now, I guess. Which I can't believe anybody in the planet has a Sharon Moore problem. Michigan has a Sharon Moore problem. Which would create a world of 12 two-loss teams in the Big Ten and the SEC. I don't see how that would happen. And unfortunately, I think you would get judged based on your brand more than you would the actual team. Like, if you're looking at the SEC right now, if everything finishes the way it does, I think you would have 6 two-loss teams, and the team that would be on the outside looking in would probably be Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Because they're Vandy.
Also, let me pull up their schedule real quick. I think they would probably have the weakest schedule. I mean, A&M,
they would.
A&M has the weakest schedule. So Vandy,
but A&M can walk in undefeated or one loss in the SEC title game, which we've been told is not a punishment.
But Vandy's wins would be against the ranked opponents that they beat at the time. South Carolina was 11 at the time. LSU was 10 at the time. Missouri was 15 at the time. And right now Tennessee, who they closed the season with at Tennessee, is 20th. So they would have some quote-unquote ranked wins with their losses to at Texas and at Alabama. So it's a pretty good schedule.
And the Texas loss is a whoop.
Yeah, 30. No, Texas was 34-31.
But it was like,
oh yeah, they
28-7 going into halftime.
They closed at the end of the game. The team that would 100% be left out, and that is Michigan. Now, they would have the best win.
Even if they beat Ohio State, you think they're out? If USC were to beat Oregon?
Yes, because if
you... You would have the head-to-head.
Well, number one, the head-to-head, and you want to talk about a whooping? That was a whooping.
Yeah.
USC just took Michigan to the dog shit.
Does Michigan do they have any quality wins?
It would be Ohio State.
I feel like they're and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have their schedule up with me. I feel like Michigan's...
Only ranked win would be Ohio State.
And what's their only other, like, they're a little A&M.
They lost to Oklahoma in week 2.
Okay, I was going to say, their schedule to me is a little A&M-y in the sense that they dodged a lot of bullets in the Big Ten, did they not?
Yes, the only other, like, good
pack. They beat UW.
Big Ten teams that they played were USC and Washington.
And they beat UW.
They manhandled UW 24-7.
Yeah, their schedule's kind of easy, but they're just not very good. I just wonder if...
I mean, their last three wins, Michigan State 31-20, Purdue 21-16, Northwestern 24-22. Michigan's getting left out.
Oklahoma's a college football playoff team, though, right now.
Yeah, that was 24-13, and it wasn't that close.
But my argument, and not my argument, my hypothesis is Michigan a big enough brand to get in while you leave a Vandy out?
If you're talking about who gets in between those two teams... Brand wise, it's Michigan.
Vandy's
the better team, and their resume is better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a world beater resume.
No.
But if you go to the end of the season you go into Neyland and you beat Tennessee,
that's a tough place to play
in your rivalry mm-hmm. game. That's a good win, man. If you're 10-2 and your two losses, if you're Vandy, are to Alabama and Texas, both on the road, and you go. Beat Missouri, you beat Auburn, again, not that much, but you beat LSU, you handle South Carolina early in the season. I don't know how much, I'm giving that, but you beat Kentucky and you beat Tennessee on the way out. That is a better resume than Michigan.
Without a doubt, even if they beat Ohio State. Because, boy, you want to talk about Texas A&M's week schedule, I present to you Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play anybody.
They got lucky that Penn State sucks. Mm-hmm. And that Texas game was
supposed to be a huge game for them. And then the Texas game, remember how ugly that game was.
It was very, very ugly.
14-9?
14-7.
Ugh.
And Arch couldn't do anything, but Julian Sain looked like a true freshman. He looked like he couldn't do anything.
I really wonder if that game had been played in Texas.
Oh, if the outcome is a little different?
Yeah.
Do you think the crowd might have helped it out?
Yeah.
Have you seen the BCS standings, if the BCS were alive today? I saw this last night or two nights ago. If the BCS were alive today, it's almost a carbon copy of the college football playoff. From 1 to 25.
I mean, they're using...
I think it's like they have North Texas ahead of James Madison or the other way around. I can't remember who's ahead of who, but they have that kind of
flip. A lot of those metrics are very similar. Bartu's been kind of on this, too.
Top 10's exactly the same. Yeah. First team out is exactly the same. USC is in the same spot. As they are in the top 25.
Maybe it's my bias, but I feel like they would or should be higher because, I not by that much. I had them at 13 and not 15.
But, I also think USC comes into that world, too, of a little bit of a struggle of a schedule as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of great stuff on there. We don't think Michigan's good. The Illinois loss doesn't look as good anymore.
No.
The Iowa win, I... will respect it always and forever, but I don't know if the committee looks at an Iowa win as a good win anymore now that Oregon NSC has beat them. It drops them out,
but
even though they're the nastiest four-loss team in the world.
I mean, they are the antithesis to the Carolina Panthers.
I just hope that if in some sort of scenario that there are, for this example, there could be 7 2-loss SEC teams and 5 2-loss Big Ten teams. I hope... for the sake of transparency and setting the tone in the future, that if you had to choose between, say, a Michigan and Vanderbilt, that they give it to Vanderbilt and not Michigan. Because if they give it to Michigan, man, then we already know what we already yell about.
The unfortunate part of that is the flip side of that story. What conference is Vanderbilt in?
The SEC. It just means more.
And then you're going to get that narrative. But it should
be. But I would rather take the SEC narrative because I could tell you that I think on a neutral site, Vanderbilt would dog walk Michigan.
I do too.
And I think I would rather have that conversation and deal with the bias of the SEC than have to sit here and be like,
well, Michigan's actually kind of good.
And Michigan loses to North Texas in the first round. Yeah. I would rather avoid that situation. So then people are like, well, what happened to Michigan? Well, they matched up poorly. It's like, no, they shouldn't have been there.
Do you remember North Carolina in the NCAA tournament?
Yes.
Like, they deserve to be
there. They
got to
be in there.
They get in there and they just get waxed. And you're like,
they were god awful.
Yeah, dude.
Because they were god awful.
But we knew why they got in. It was the brand.
It was brand. All right. Whoa. Heated, a little fired up today.
Look at you.
Well, I'm headed down to Eugene in like 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, I'm not leaving until the morning.
I'm ready to party it up in Junction City.
You know it's a big deal because over your shoulder right now, they have had the crews at Autzen on ESPN all day. This game is the game this weekend.
Which is interesting because it's not an SEC game, so why do they care?
Well, because you were watching Pat McAfee and they're in Eugene for game day. And so,
well, because McAfee, I love, despite working for the giant brand that he works for, McAfee will be like, you know what? Stick it. I'll talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about.
Well, McAfee, he's paid by ESPN, but he works for himself.
Yes, yes. Which, he's done quite well for himself.
I enjoy it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.